There is something about when you're exposed to particular forms of injustice that makes you more determined and not less. And this is a situation where the lack of justice, where you feel it personally and you feel it on behalf of your family, creates an anger that keeps you warm. You know, you can take yourself away from civilization. But if you do that, you cease to become a meaningful component in resisting what is going on. So it just accelerates. Our market niche, if you like, is publishing information that others will not publish. Journalists or other media organizations feel that they are under too much pressure to be able to safely publish.
The wonder of WikiLeaks.
More that keep walking by, and one of them has a weapon.
Roger, receive, sergeant.
Roger that. We have no personnel east of our position, so you are free to engage. Over.
All right, we'll be engaging. Light them all up.
Come on, fire!
British police have arrested the founder of the WikiLeaks website, Julian Assange, and removed him from the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Le risque au total, 175 années de prison.
You have no chance to get a fair trial. Actual motives of these proceedings seem to be to make an example of him that would deter others from imitating WikiLeaks and Julian Assange in their activities.
C'est une mise en scène.
Ce procès est là pour donner le vernis, une vague apparence de légitimité, une vague apparence de justice.
Tout ça, c'est de la folie.
Le premier jour du procès, lundi, Julian Assange a été soumis à deux fouilles. On l'a mis. Il a été menotté 11 fois. On l'a transporté dans 5 cellules. Et on lui a confisqué tous ses documents, les documents de ses avocats et les notes qu'il avait prises. Il est dans une boîte en verre anti-balles. Il n'entend pas tout ça.
Thank you. Why is it acceptable for the United States to have the power to give even a proposal to extradite somebody whose crime is to expose to the public materials that people in power don't want them to see?
Il faut bien comprendre le peu de chances que Julian Assange a de s'en sortir et que la seule chance qu'il a, c'est une mobilisation massive de nous, des citoyens européens, des sachants, des professeurs de droit. On doit protester, on doit faire comprendre aux Anglais qu'on les voit et qu'on les suit.
Thank you.